Start of interview with Peter De Souza on the 19th of July 1968.
I am from Costa Rica.
Costa Rica, oh, I see. And were you educated in Ambalangoda?
That is, we had a college called Climax College Coscola. That is built up by the old Mudli Samson Raibaksa.
Yes, yes, yes.
My friend, Sir Aita Raibaksa. Khoran Soisa, Dr. Vijayarama, they all hail from that place.
Mm-hmm. And were you educated throughout there or only the early years?
No, all throughout there. Then I joined government service.
Mm-hmm. What's the school called?
That was called Rajapaksa College.
Rajapaksa College, mm-hmm. And when you joined government service, where were you stationed first?
My first station was only 3 months in Colombo.
Mm-hmm.
Then immediately after that, from the March I was transferred to Kegol, where I stayed with Nishanka's father. Then he was just the wedding, doctor just started.
Mm-hmm. So, now when you were educated at Rajapaksa school, how much did you have to pay per month? Were there any school fees or...?
Yeah, it was like about 50 cents over 100 rupees.
Very cheap,
huh? Very cheap. Up to the highest was, I think, 2 rupees.
Mm-hmm.
Now the excess standard was then called the VSLC.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. EAP Vijayaratna's father had sent him to St. Joseph. What was his father? Sir EAP's father.
Oh, EAP's father?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, he was not from me.
Not Republic. From
Kegal.
Or Ramukana?
Kegal, oh boy, no, he was taxing in Ramukana.
Ramukana. That was about
1910, 1911? I went to EAP Jaradnas in 1918. 1918? First April, if I remember correctly.
Where were you when the Marakkala Kolahala broke out?
So 1918, when we were in our own village.
Mm-hmm. Was there much trouble there?
That was the only place, Malabitiya, mm-hmm. where we hadn't to pay compensation. Because as a matter of fact, the British English guarded the Muslim mosque. They were so friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Now even today at Balapitiya, they look like brothers.
Mm-hmm. But in the interior of Balapitiya, that area, wasn't there some trouble in the Beruvala area?
Beruvala is also mm-hmm. in the back end.
Mm-hmm. No, and for the inland there was no trouble?
No trouble, yeah. He started only in these big towns and other places.
Mm-hmm.
They were the most peaceful living people, you see.
Now, did you, when you went to Kegal, join the Kegal National Association?
As such, there was no national association.
Mm-hmm.
I can show you later, my sir Henry, you'll have to see.
Yes.
He is the most muscle-minded man I have seen in Spain.
Mm-hmm. Sir Edwin Vijayaratna?
At that time he was here, a doctor, just started.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know anything about him? I'll just show you later. That is in
1933. Did you join any of the Kegala associations? Wasn't there Kegala Mahajana Sabha?
At that time, only Mahajana Sabha was Saudi Kimbo. The first national institution
mm-hmm.
was the Canberra movement.
Yes, that's right.
In 1912.
Mm-hmm.
Then all the people who were doing temperance work were supposed to be enemies of the government.
Mm-hmm.
and all the people who read Dharmas, oh, they are arrested. That's how it happened.
I see. Now, was there some much temperance work in the Kosgado area?
We had only one tavern, that was closed by local officer. But then, Sir Edwin, he was a great temperance worker in that area.
Kegal.
All of Ramukana, Kegal, Mavadala.
Now, for instance, when you were a schoolboy in Kosgoda, can you remember whether Dharmapala and Varasingha Halchandra came and spoke to you?
Nothing.
They spoke?
They came. They were going right down, huh? The island.
Mm-hmm. What sort of reaction did they have? How many people attended their meeting?
They were attended. Very well attended.
Now, didn't Dharmapala attack this, not only the British, but also the Sinhalese for copying British name? Didn't he abuse people for copying the British?
You can't say abuse them. You couldn't say abuse. He only loved the... when he spoke to them happily, he spoke through love.
Yes, I know, but he spoke strongly.
Strongly in the sense as a teacher tries to correct a pupil, or a father tries to correct a child. It's nothing... there is no such animosity as such. It's purely and simply on the purpose of correcting.
Did people like Devanayaka, James Peary, Baran Jayakirtha and others, did they pay a lot of respect to Dharmapala? Or did they think he was very too extreme?
Dharmapala was on a completely different platform.
Yes, but were they aware that there was a chap called Dharmapala who was...
Oh, yes. They knew the admin. But these people were purely on a political platform. But our friend Dharmapala, he was on a religious revival, but actually that is our politics. That was our politics.
Now, even the temperance movement, didn't F.R. Sennanayake and D.B. Sennanayake and others, didn't they join it?
Oh yes, didn't. In fact, I would have given you a copy of the book he published, the 50th anniversary of the temperance movement he published in 1962. It was in 63 or so. I can get you a copy for you.
Yes, I would like one. I would like one. I mean, can you remember whether F.R. Sennanayake ever came and spoke in the Kosgoda area?
F.R. Sennanayake, not even.
Martinez Pereira?
Martinez Pereira was in outside Panama.
He didn't go outside?
It was only Dharmapala, Varasingha Halchandra. Varasingha Halchandra also, he was busy only in Anuradhapura for the reception of the head of
the... Who were the people who helped Dharmapala? He must have had some lieutenants.
He only lieutenant was our friend Harichandra. In fact, when he died, he said, I would have preferred to die in place of Harichandra. But he can't speak of Dharmapala in this way. Dharmapala, in fact, when his uncle was speaking to me about half an hour ago, I was thinking, because there is an article here, it's a paper, Dharmapala Tarithya, Pata Sadi Kirim Patakasim. That is life, you can understand it. Life is telling you, Dharmapala should be a book. I need not tell you about the history of the Portuguese and the Dutch. When it came to English, When it came to English, the birth of this, the birth of the national feeling began when they began making the people to drink free. Right? They sent reports from here that these people are very good, they don't practice, they don't commit theft, they don't commit any of the things, and they are very very good. They don't speak a lie. They don't kill any living being. So then when suppose go from here, from the various bases, I need not tell you the focus, no? You know, from there, it may be the government or from other sources, then someone suggested that they should be made again. Mm-hmm. It is in the book. So they were given first to bring free. Then only that centrist movement, which once I can show you, in that year there was a leak, let's see. Mm-hmm. It was from Dr. W.W. Pereira.
Fourth one by?
W.W. Pereira. There was an old veteran doctor.
Mm-hmm. And fifth one was by Valisinga Harrison.
Fifth one, right in the hand. Third one is by Richard Dissilla Mudlia. I have not seen. Second one is by Advocate Matundrai.
Paul's father.
He is T. Matundrai. So the disease, this is how it began. This whole paper was also.
How popular was the temperance movement?
That all our freedom today, that's the beginning.
Would it be correct to say that F.R. Serenak and others went into this movement in order to attack the British and to get the people interested in politics?
No, there is no question of British there. At that time, they were also pro-British. But when they tried to pollute the character of the people, then they rose not to again, not to intervention, to save their people. It's something like your father trying to save you from danger. That's the purpose. There was no question of, no political question. Absolutely nobody. Politics came in after the riots. Mm-hmm. After that, then they arrested all people. Then only we knew that we are in danger.
But how could you, was it popular everywhere? Wouldn't the people of Panadura, Kalutara, those areas, wouldn't they have been opposed to the temperance movement?
No. It was a mass movement. Mass movement. It was a mass movement. That was at the very start. Then could they open them until later? Not at the time. Then after the riots, when the people were being shot and all that, then came the desire to get freedom. Then they established Mahajana Sabha.
Congress.
Mahajana Sabha. Mahajana Sabha for each village, mm-hmm. every village, and the National Congress, Jatiya Sangamaya. And the other one was Bhav Baraksha Sabha, which now after about 50 years has become the Buddhist Congress. The F.R. Serenak, I think, finance mostly Mahajana Sabha. Mm-hmm. And I think even the meetings were held in this house at Glassmere.
There is a rumor circulating among some people said that the temperance movement was a Goigama movement to hit at some of these people.
No. You know, at the start it was not that. Mm-hmm. It is 1912 it was not that.
Mm-hmm.
Then when it became a trade for a business, first of all, it was not the Buddhist people who started, no? Mm-hmm. It was the Faisas who were Christians.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So when they when they began earning money through rents, mm-hmm. then I joined a bunch of people also, they were still there. So, but that was simply what you call wild thought, just to
just to say that it was malicious.
Yes, yeah, malicious.
But it's not correct.
Yes, yes, yes. Some people tell that sort of thing. Oh, you don't join the sea, well, we are out to do this thing. But there was something.
How popular was the Mahajana Sabha?
Mahajana was. It's like the Gandhi's movement in India during that time. Or now the present man who is it, often follow them. Bhutan.
Did you get Mahajana Sabha formed in where many villages in the Kegala district?
Everywhere, Kegala, Ramukkana, everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And what was the purpose of the Mahajana Sabha?
Is to make the people aware of their rights. It was this, you know, now people like our big men at the time, Sri Swatananda Swami, they knew that they were suffering. That they only tasted the colonial sadness in the riot. Till then they did not know. Then they thought, now what is Jesus? Now if we are treated like this, he must free the... There was no question of caste or creed there. All the... Even Europeans, in this movement,
even
Europeans. I tell you now, Muslim like the Asif's father, Abdul's father, Makam Makas, Abdul's father, Makam Makas, then Ambrose Lawrence, the great man, is it? Ajay Sikaras, then I tell you, then Jayas came later.
Did F.R. Senanayake and others start this Mahajana Sabha with the idea of educating the people politically?
Now before I come to that, then again you come, E.W. Barras, he is a Christian Chinese. Other man, Sir James Peace, is a Christian. So there was no question, all one brotherhood. That was very national. Now I have been coming with Sir Edwin to the platform, even in national meetings, or the small people like about your size, and there was no question of government servants and all that. It was not so.
Now, did F.R. Senanayake start the Mahajana Sabha with the idea of educating the villagers, of getting them to support the political movement?
To support the
political demands?
No. Political demands? At that time, you cannot gain through the masses. Mm-hmm. Masses only to create their status in life, economically and socially.
That was the purpose of the Mahajana.
That was the
upliftment of the people.
And also to be aware.
At the center, who were the people who took an interest in the Mahajana Sabha? F.R. Senanayake.
There was one in the little people, all those five items, they were coming. Sabaro, Sabaro, or Jiva, all the people.
What about E.T. De Silva?
He's just one group below.
Yes.
One group below. I see. Before you go to anywhere, it is this. The father, I should say, of the one who's he's the father. His brain, his speech, and his brother's brain. Those two were in combat with Serbians, with Alvera, then Apache Nagas money, then because of the other there. Yeah. It is also. And Mahakasu, Kabulaji, somehow Mahakamaka, Abhikada, means all Japan, north, east, south, west, all Bombay. I know there was one in Haley.
Yeah.
After Haley, there was a Stacy. He used to come to the court. For me, it was actually Sinatra Congress. Europeans, Burghers, Sinhalese, Moors, Tamils, Malays, others. It's no question of. Then, like you say, then it became finished from there. Then it became still attempted.
Who made him
to
think
of this conflict? No, no, I say, that is, then Ramanathan, after that, Ramanathan College, there was a, after the first financial grant given to private school by government, first grant, that was given. Then came Halladi Bridge. Remember, Hammond Rosa. Hammond Rosa fought in favor of the Halladi Bridge. Then the proprietor said, no, he must fight against the bridge. But the Halladi Bridge would have made the figure. Then
made what figure?
Eastern, no? Eastern place. Yes. He was connecting somewhere big. It's like Mahaligan somewhere. Then he wrote and I told against it, and only that I read that work was passed. And Aman Shah also left there.
Morning.
That's how it got. Then, by the way, then with Sir Ramadan, then the King of the Times took him into. Sir Ramadan was elected, as I told you, only representative to the Satsang in the Singhalese.
Educated
Singhalese. Educated. So there was no question of the 50 and 50 and all kinds of answers. Then again, another speech came with Surgeon Speech and Javadana. Surgeon Speech promised to support the Kitabu Javadana, but when he went, that was cancelled the following day. He tried to contest.
Contest whom?
T.W. Allen.
In what, for what thing?
For a seat in the parliament. I can't see it. Mm-hmm. Then, first, now it's one like that you can.
Did you read the Sinhalese newspapers?
At the time?
Yes.
It was at that time what you call Afanaras, no?
Yes. Did you read it? Much?
Yes, it is true.
Now, I was wondering how much of a circulation, the Sangharakta and the Sinhala Jatiya, Sinhala Baudhya, how much of circulation they had in those days?
But the best person to get the information is, in fact, he has written an authoritative who says, our Kalvunda Sangharakta is my name. At Malayalam Kalvunda.
But
there was a fair suggestion.
From your impression?
I say about 10,000.
Do you know Vidasa Sirisena?
Oh, yes. Yeah. He's also, I think, one of the main people in the movement.
But I thought he was
like each of us.
Even
No, E.T. Silva was
more important than
him,
more status.
E.T. Silva was there. You know how I first met the man? I used to go to the race course just to see the horse here, horse train, the father. And I was in there. There was a man reading a book. I just peeped about it. It was Bacon's. I said, his business is only to, he's also in my category, just to see the horses running and then get to the, then only first time that I met him. his addresses in the
Congress
for canvassing was superb. No chairman, nobody, no leaflets, nothing. There will be a small admission in the paper that stands on the street. He comes to town hall and just walk. That's the style idea.
I see. Now, Piyadasa Sirisena, what sort of background was he from? What's his village and...
He's from my next village, Tupaskar, which is
Induruwa. And was he from a normal village family, cultivated?
He's from normal village family, but of a highly traditional family.
What was his father?
His father may have been a farmer, I couldn't say which.
He was not a sort of a trader or anything like that?
No, in that area, all are farmers.
Small landowner.
I couldn't say that also because you know his son-in-law was a Paklanga. But his father must have been a farmer, not in the sense of a working farmer, a proprietor farmer.
Was he was his name also Sirisena?
Yes.
I wonder where Kedar Sirisena went to school.
Oh, I see. He may have gone first to the Piliwana like Sambaran. There's the Piliwana called, at Induriva. Gonagala. From the Piliwana. Those days everybody went from the Piliwana. I even Sambaran. Then they want to return to English, they come here.
Did Piyadasa have a brother called Aryadas?
I couldn't tell. He never.
Did you know someone called Ekanayak, who was the editor of the Jatiya or
UP Ekanayak?
UP Ekanayak.
I have heard of him, but I am too. Because I came to Colombo only 1918, 3rd January.
You didn't meet Ekanayaka in the National Congress meeting, Jatika?
He may be there. 18, 19, 20, 21, I was in Kerala. Only 22 I came to Colombo.
Now in Kerala, in 2021, who were the people who were key members in the Mahajana Sabha?
Top man was Dr. Yedi Yadu, now Sir Yedi.
What about Dr. Albert Vikramasinghe? Not important.
He did his job, that's all.
Who were the other people? I'm very interested to see from what sort of background people joined as lieutenants and assistants.
Then there is one of the greatest men whom you can get all the information. He's living. He's the only man living of the active. He's ahead of me. He is the father of Mr. T. S. P. Shirya. You know him?
Sasana Soban.
He's the man who was telling shot tomorrow morning.
Is he the Bhattarmulla priest?
Sasana Soban, he is now at the German Dhanuvi. In fact,
is he here
in Colombo
now?
Yes, sir. In fact, he had Sir John Anderson arrived today and stopped his being shot tomorrow. Not fish anybody. All orders to shoot were stopped. If the ship had delayed by one day, he would have been shot. So he has seen the book. You can get it from me. He was the proper lieutenant of Sarabji.
In Kerala?
Kerala, Kunnagala, Matari, all
over. Where was he stationed then?
Stationed at Sambukara. Near, I think somewhere opposite Mrs. Nisanka's Valagura.
Mrs. Nisanka Vijayaratne is from Ramakkal.
From Ramakkal.
What's her name?
Something like Dabulago, some name, I find it.
Were there any others you can remember who were like Piyadasa Sirisena? Very from a rural background with strong rural roots and knowledge of Sinhalese, and who preferred to speak in Sinhalese.
Well, your Magnus Pera, by what you call W.C.
Yes.
W.C. He was also in the foreground. It's mine. Before I come to any, he it is Mohanthimathumurananda who paid the way for all the way. He is number one. Mm-hmm. Number one in the list. It's no two.
1873.
Huh?
1870, Panadura controversy.
Oh, he is the first man. You are the first man. Then, after the Panadura controversy, that was said by Colonel Alcott. He came to America, then his ship had gone to Gaul, then he came. Then Dharavala came in contact with him. Then Dharavala returned in the line. Fourth is Saisana Chandra.
Yes.
Then the
rest.
And the rest.
So can you think of any people who were like Priyadasa Sirisena, who met in the Congress meetings and in other meetings? Or who you met in the Mahajana Sabha?
At the end there was one, L.M. Ranga, you know, he died.
L.M.?
L.M. L.M. Ranga. In the Congress, you know, there was one M.T.D. Samarasekhar, he was a QC.
Yes.
Yes. He and one Mr. Hannibal.
Yes.
Or something, they were two joint secretaries. Mm. You heard of them? Mm.
Could they speak Sinhalese well?
No, at that time,
is it Priyadasa Sirisena? Ah,
he was.
But did he have much status among previous, then previous, B.S.N. Naga, E.T.D. Srivasi, Korean crowd?
It is something like this. Now, I will sit down. But that man has a status.
Who, Premada?
No, Forrest.
Ah, Forrest. Papa was speaking. But really he is not that high.
He was not that high. They are quite different, no? But then everybody, but it's no commotion. But that man of the high status.
Oh, yeah.
As I said, Singhali side was afflicted by him. English Kalamutan section afflicted by others.
Who were the people who helped him?
Clear reason. Helping what?
You know, same style as him. Were there any others?
Some bhikkhus, you see.
What about Edgar Singer? I think it's Roland Edgar Singer's father. I don't know. He is young, but
he can be.
Some Edgar Singer, I've heard of.
And that is, you know, this Newton Edgar Singer, there was a distance somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think his uncle or somebody.
Roland Pereira?
That is this.
Morocco?
Yes, it is. That's right.
I hear he could speak Sinhalese quite well.
Huh?
Did you know V.K. Jayavardhana, he helped Bandra Nayaka to translate that spinning wheel and the paddy field. V.K. Jayavardhana, follower of Gandhi.
Jayavardhana, I have heard of him but I am not met him.
What about Jayanta Veerasekhar?
Jayanta Veerasekhar? And
later.
And Bhuma Sundars, they are of a different category. Mm. That is, they wanted to have a purified system of how Sinhalese was at that time practiced. Mm-hmm. You know, with all these languages. So, that pure Sinhalese was dying out. You know, Bhuma Sundars. So, he is a figure of
Can you remember the later era, 1930s, 1931 elections, 1936, just after the malaria epidemic, where were you then?
1930, I was here.
And,
but there was a great epidemic in 1919. That shut the whole of Kunal Kerala flux.
In your constituency in 1931, who were the people who came for the EF, Dr. E. A. Kure, was it?
At that time, Kalamu, it was Kure and Soiza.
That's 36. That's 36. Did you help APG Soiza in the campaign?
I helped APG Soiza, of course.
Before that?
Before that, I couldn't remember. Mm-hmm. I may have been, over 1929 I was head halter. Then it was between the 7th Gujarat and I think Madhya Pradesh somewhere.
In those days, I suppose the caste factor count was important.
To a great extent.
Did they openly talk about it in the platform?
Not about that. Not
when they go visiting the houses?
They just put the feel as you. They said, ah, you have to talk about it. For the business.
Yes. Did you join the Sinhala Mahasabha when you were born?
No, I was born. I can't do it. My aim of politics is to do religious work, any religion, and through that religion make the man feel happier and better.
So now I wonder whether in the 1920s, whether you felt that all these people, B.B. Jayasekhar and Baran Jayasekhar and Marcus Fernando and H.J.T. Pereira and Arulanandan and...
Arulanandan, not myself. I can be very fine incident, which I have heard, it's correct. When the riots began, EAP, Mr. E.P. Jayasekhar, he was a philosopher. Then he was in Kottayana, that is the hottest place of the highest in Grand Pass area. Then when he heard the gunshots and all that, he opened the door and he wanted to join. So his mother was also a hefty lady. She at once locked both doors inside. And there was no way of going. He had to keep her. So his sister openly went and opened the back door. And through the back door he went. That is, that's a great deed at that age. So there was no question of the real national state.
Did Piyadasa Sirisena write or speak in English at all?
He was the first man to write a single note.
Yes, I know that. No, I was wondering whether how good was he in his English?
He made a speech. Super.
Pira speech, eh?
Super. It's like easy, more than 80 syllables.
What about Gunasinghe? Was he very close?
He was in 10 years later.
Just about that time, he also was with VIP?
Just Pira. Or maybe Pina Sirisena, no, Pina Sirisena is a bit older than himself. About 5 years ahead of him.
No, I was wondering...
But one thing, the first and the only leader was who led the laborers.
I was wondering whether because of his social status was not so high, and because he was leading his laborers, and I was wondering whether he could speak the king's English at that stage. After he learned,
he was
able to.
Well, Aibunasinghe was, at that time, he was a red leper. He was a red leper. He left Run of Malu was a clerk.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. He left.
He left?
Earlier.
Are you ready when justice came here? He was in the private service. Formerly private service means like our percentage citizens are over hiring. Therefore, any good thing was taken up by people like, then he saw his own, his thinking, kingsman being kicked out and looked after. Now even in the case of Sundaralingam, you heard about the, how he was treated by the way at Madhula, you know?
No.
Now that, but then now he is trying to oppress those people. They were serving below. His two tables were on the side. So they probably used to tuck his legs up, right? And then, so that his feet may be as simple as this. You know, Mr. Rock?
Mm-hmm.
Your father's son, no?
Yes.
Rock was sent by Bishop of Canterbury. His adapted child, no? Only said in those days, spoke to the man, people here, saying that so-and-so is coming to Kathmandu. So they arranged the table in the room of the Colonel Secretary. He came, and the day went in, and to see find it. That man.
Mm-hmm.
I looked, yes, I am Rock, called Kathmandu. He thought that Rock means he's European.
Did he transfer him?
He didn't, no, he said, what
could he? Oh, from Columbus and into Goa?
Yeah. He was not, he didn't enter the room even. That's kind of.
I was wondering whether you felt that Marcus Fernando and these others, and F.R. Sennait and others,
were too moderate. They were not strong enough. No, I mean
the whole lot of them.
Even when they shot that, I do nothing, I was there.
In Magadan?
I was in the opposite side, side of the side. A man was coming after a meeting at the Ananda College. I was somewhere, I didn't go near that. That roundabout detour, I just at the curve, tuck it went.
This one?
Tuck. And just the man like this one, top to the ground.
Did
I?
Yes,
on the spot. By what you heard? You heard?
I heard of that.
You heard? Man, my God, people went skirt here, there, even here, at the station. I heard of this way. 15 minutes later, this man, came with the gas company people, gas company.
Gas company workers. Was he very, did he have powerful support in Colombo?
Huh?
Did he have powerful support?
Mm-hmm.
Is it correct to say that he had a sort of a group of brown shirts or red shirts who kept order?
Oh, yes, he had the army. He had tremendous power.
Were those people Tufts or Chandias?
No, Tufts are the thugs.
Pardon?
Not Tufts are the thugs in the sense you can tell them now. They are all faithful, loyal people. If I can say, they are like, they won't let you down, like, say, to the most people, you see, warriors. They are all doing it.
Can you tell me something, speaking of something completely different, did you know Mr. P.D.S. Kulratna's father, Isaac D'Souza?
Mm-hmm.
Is he from your area?
Actually, I don't know.
Because I'm very interested in the way the Kulratna family came up because he went, got the scholarship.
He was scholarship.
Now, did Mr. Isaac D'Souza have property?
No.
Hmm. So he got a scholarship? So that means that Mr. P.D.S. Kulratna and Mr. H.D.S.
Yes, he stopped that out. It's because those days there was what you call nomination, no?
Yes.
So they nominate only from the upper class, no?
Yes, that's
so
right.
He was not given nomination. That is why I heard.
Nomination for what?
Huh?
Nomination for what?
To take a seat, please. You can't just want it. You must be nominated.
So he
was,
but
and,
he had done very well in his exam.
No, nomination from the Mudliya. Mudliya of the Koral Matsya. Mudliya of the Koral Matsya, that he's a boy who is suited to be civil servant.
Oh, I see.
His status.
And what status was his file?
He was never.
No, I don't know. Pardon?